KFIZ News Time 10:39 is Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios on a Tuesday, May 25th of 2021. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Spencer Wagon here with you. Always good to talk with Chancellor Andy Leavitt from UW Oshkosh. Get updates on what's happening on all three campuses of UWO. Of course, main campus at Oshkosh, two access campuses right here in Fond du Lac and up in the Fox Cities. And let's welcome in Chancellor Leavitt for a few minutes here this morning to talk about all things UW Oshkosh here this morning. Chancellor Leavitt, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, Spencer. Thanks for having me, as always.
Yeah, appreciate you taking some time to chat with us. School year is, it's winding down. Of course, commencement was this past weekend, and it was a nice event. Actually, it was the weekend before, I'll correct myself. But after a challenging school year, a challenging year with the pandemic as part of our lives and affecting not just the students but also the staff, it's nice to see that these students are able to persevere through and get their degrees from UWO.
Yeah, it was an end, obviously, to a tumultuous year. And we ended it, I think, in grand style in that we had four in-person with family ceremonies where we graduated approximately 1,500 UWO graduates. As a matter of fact, several of those came from the UWO Fond du Lac campus. They graduated with associate's degrees and went through in the very first ceremony. So couldn't have been more thrilled. We managed to pull it off safely. And at the same time, the students and their families were incredibly appreciative that they got to have their moment, if you will, in person and with their families.
That's certainly great to see. And now begins a summer of planning for the return to campus in the fall for all three campuses. Obviously, still a few months to go before that happens. But what insight can you share about what that planning process is going to be like as you head towards the new school year coming up in the fall?
Well, I think that the big word is going to be flexibility, in that 3 months from now is an eternity in COVID time, in a sense that a lot can change. And as a matter of fact, a lot already has changed. Certainly the CDC's announcement about the use of masks and social distancing just a few weeks ago. And then also there's guidance coming out of the state. We're waiting for the guidance from the UW system. And then we will be implementing that for the fall. But I think we're going to be looking at a very normal, regular opening, just like you would in any other given year. That's, of course, as long as there aren't any variants that come along on the virus that knock us off of that. But so we're planning for full classes, in-person classes as the normal percentage that we would do. We still offer online, of course, as we always have, and we're planning a lot of great in-person events. So we're excited.
Yeah, it's from a university perspective, it's been a little taste of normal here in the last half of 2021, and that's definitely good news. But with that full campus experience returning for the first time in quite a while, that has to be a good milestone to get back to, and hopefully we'll officially get there in the fall, right?
That's the plan. And of course, at UWO Fond du Lac, we continue to accept applications for new students and, of course, returning students coming back. We'll be open as we normally would in Fond du Lac and ready for business.
I saw a news headline earlier this week and within the last couple of weeks about a couple different universities in the states. I think it was Lawrence and I want to say Beloit College, I might be mistaken there, that are going to require students to get the vaccine before they return to campus in the fall. Is that a route UWO would ever go toward, or is that in the plans going forward?
You'll notice that the two institutions are doing that are both private institutions. That kind of decision would be above my pay grade. It would be by the Board of Regents themselves. And right now, the thinking at the system level is that we want to do this a strongly encouraged option. We wouldn't require it, but we believe that we can get more than we need to get the herd immunity on campus so that everybody can come back safely. But there would not be a mandatory or a mandate in vaccinations at this time.
So that would come from the top down, like you mentioned, for the UW system, and you mentioned also the private versus public institution difference too, correct?
That's correct. Since we're a public institution, I think there's going to be a much greater amount of input on a decision like that than there would be at a private institution.
Sure. Sesquicentennial celebration, that continues on. I know there's still some big events planned for the fall, correct?
Right. September 12th will be our community picnic on the Oshkosh campus, and we'll invite everybody out, and there'll be more information available soon on the website. But if you attended UWO or UW Fond du Lac, we want you to come and enjoy the day. We know the Packers schedule now, so we know what time to hold it during the day so that people will be able to come and also enjoy the Packer game a little later in the day. So we're excited about that, and of course we'll have homecoming in October, which will be the 50th anniversary of homecoming, which is a big deal. Actually, strike that, it's the 100th anniversary of homecoming here at UWO. And then finally we'll do our Black and Gold Ball in November, and all of that is going to be on the website. That's uwoshkosh.edu/150.
With Titan football back in the mix too, it's a big deal, right?
It is. We're excited about that. And of course, we've got two sports that are currently in the headlines. We have the UWO softball. Our women's team has won the regional here, the Midwest regional, and they leave for Salem, Virginia, shortly to participate in the softball World Series. In the culminating games for the World Series will be next Tuesday. That will crown the champion, and then we think we've got an awful good shot this year. We have a very talented pitcher in Maddie Fink, and just a very strong team. Then we also have 21 track and field athletes who got on a bus today and are traveling to South Carolina to participate in the NCAA National Track Meet, and that'll be crowning individual champions in the various sports. And so we have a strong track tradition here, and I know our athletes will do well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see, especially after not having a spring sports season last year because of the pandemic. Great to see these student-athletes excel on the field and represent the university and make everybody proud. That's pretty cool to see, both softball and track and field.
Absolutely. We're good to go. And we also just hired a new band director for our marching band. As you know, we announced the Titan Thunder a few months ago, and so things are progressing there, and we hope to have information available for people to look at if they want to be a part of the Titan Thunder Marching Band.
Very cool. Chancellor Leavitt, we appreciate the time as always. Have a great rest of the month. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you, Spencer. Have a good day.
You too. Chancellor Andy Leavitt from UW Oshkosh joining us here, keeping us up to date on what's happening on all three campuses of